Harold Whitus, a graduate student from Waco, Texas, sits in a cafeteria before a day of sightseeing in the nation's capital. He says he was excited to learn that Saddam Hussein's sons had been eliminated.
I thought it was great, as far as trying to help the Iraqi people. I think that finding those two and killing them was something that was a very good thing for them. I'm just sorry that Saddam wasn't with them.
On the steps of the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum, Michigan schoolteacher Nancy Williams agrees. She says the deaths of Saddam's sons are the best news she has heard out of Iraq in several months.
If this decreases any resistance to American peacekeeping, so to speak, if this helps, then it's a good thing. My biggest concern is of the servicemen over there, and what can we do to kind of secure their safety. It makes me nervous and sad to find that they're being picked off daily. So I'm hoping this will help set some things on a straight path to kind of a more peaceful Iraq. I don't know if it will.
An Iranian immigrant who identifies himself as Anushir Avan says the killing of Saddam's sons constitutes only a partial victory in Iraq.
If we could at some point get rid of Saddam Hussein himself, that would remove the threat factor, which is constantly a pervasive issue amongst the Iraqi people. And by eliminating his two sons and himself, we will have achieved what we set out to do.
At the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, Director Andrew Kohut says a substantial majority of Americans continue to back President Bush's decision to go to war in Iraq. But he adds public opinion surveys show a significant erosion in the numbers of Americans who believe that the U.S.-led effort to bring peace and democracy to Iraq is going well. Mr. Kohut says for most Americans, the deaths of Saddam's sons are a welcome respite from a steady diet of reports about U.S. casualties.
It's certainly a ray of sunshine in what has been a pretty bleak picture. The American public wants to see the United States help rebuild Iraq, make it a stable, safe place, and a democracy as best it can be. On the other hand, they want some milestones as to how long it's going to take and some sense that we're moving in the right direction. Certainly, getting rid of these two guys presents one achievement, but there has to be other achievements. And I think the most important thing from the point of view of sustaining public support is stopping the steady drip-drip of American casualties.
For his part, graduate student Harold Whitus says Americans will have to be patient if they want to see positive results in Iraq. He says the United States can play a helpful role by rooting out elements of the former Iraqi regime. But he adds that ultimately it is the Iraqi people who bear responsibility for their country's destiny.
I think it depends on the Iraqi people how quickly this actually gets wrapped up and they get control back of the country and can get on with their lives. We weren't formed in 100 days. We went through a lot of battles and a lot of strife to get to where we are. So I think it's going to take a long, long time before they get squared away.
Harold Whitus says he supported President Bush's decision to go to war and continues to support the U.S.-led effort in Iraq. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.